All right, good morning. Today's daf is Zvachim daf Peches. We left off Pezayin and Mabez. So today we will cover really three topics. First, we're going to finish up the discussion that we started yesterday about whether the Avir Mizbeach, whether the airspace of the Mizbeach is Mekadesh or not. We're going to try to prove today that it is Mekadesh. We're going to finish up that conversation. The Mishnah on Peches and Aleph is going to talk about the concept of Klei Shares being Mekadesh. We saw in the Mishnah, in the prior Mishnah, that not only is the Avir, that not only is the Mizbeach Mekadesh, but also the Kevesh is Mekadesh, and not only is the Ramp Mekadesh, but also Klei Shares are Mekadesh. And what the Mishnah is going to qualify on Peches Amud Aleph is that certain types of Klei Shares are Mekadesh for certain things. It depends whether the Kli is used for liquids or whether the Kli is used for solids. We're going to talk about the ability or inability to repair kalim in the Beis HaMikdash that were damaged. That is going to lead to a discussion of whether we can launder the Big Day Kahuna that became dirty, whether that's an issue of Ein Anias B'Makom Ashira, so whether we say not a big deal. And then, thankfully, on Amud Beis, we're going to get a well-deserved break. There's going to be just a stretch of Agadata leading to the end of the Perek. We're going to talk about the various Big Day Kahuna and what Averos those various Big Day Kahuna are mechaper for. So it's a little bit of a breather heading into the end of the ninth parak. So we left off again, Pei Zayin and Mabez, two lines up from the bottom. We were in the middle of the discussion trying to figure out whether the Avir Mizbeach, whether the airspace of the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, just like the surface of the Mizbeach is Mekadesh. So says the Gemara two lines up from the bottom. Lahach Yisa Miyatifshot. We should still be able to prove from here, Da'avir Mizbeach Ke Mizbeach Dami, that the airspace of the Mizbeach is like the Mizbeach, does have the same Kedusha as the surface of the Mizbeach itself. These Halkadayitach Avir Mizbeach Lav Ke Mizbeach Dami, because if you want to say that the Avir Mizbeach is not like the Mizbeach, then Chatas Of Psula. So if you have a Chatas Of that's puzzle. In other words, a chatas ha'of where you had a machshava, shelo l'shma, that you were going to shecht it for somebody other than the owner, sehecha maza midama. So how could you be maza from the dam chatas ha'of psula on the mizbeach? Because havale yarud. Because it's considered to be yarud. In other words, we said the halacha is, if you have in mind, shelo l'shma, by a chatas, that's the type of psul that imalu lo yerdu. And we also learned yesterday that you do the malika at the top of the mizbeach. So putting these two together, so the Gemara assumes that if you have a chatas of psula, that the mizbeach was already mekadesh, because you're doing the malika on top of the mizbeach, then you would never have to bring it down. But the question that you asked yesterday, the chatas of psula is not on the Mizbeach, the Kohen is standing on the Mizbeach, and he's holding it. So if you want to say that Im'alu lo yerdu, it assumes that it's on the Mizbeach, but the only way that it's on the Mizbeach is if the airspace of the Mizbeach is Mekadesh. And furthermore, says the Gemara, Shar Psulim, Hechi Zorek Lu Midamo. All of the other psulim that we mention in the Mishnah, so the Rashi points out, Shar psulim damim bebehema, the Rogam Liel demer b'mastis nadam posel sha'ola lo yered, that Rogam Liel says in the Mishnah that the dam, once it goes up on the Mizbeach, it doesn't come down. So hey chizoruk, so the Gemara says, hey chizoruk lumidama, how could you ever do a zrika from the other psulim? And Rashi explains the question is because when you're doing the zrika, you're throwing the blood onto the Mizbeach. And when you throw the blood onto the Mizbeach, the blood obviously travels through the airspace because the blood doesn't stay on the surface of the Mizbeach. And if the halacha is that im olu lo yerdu, because once it's Mekadesh through coming into contact with the Mizbeach, then you don't have to bring it down. That's so long as it retains its Kedusha. But once it comes down, the halacha is also im yerdu lo yalu. But you're throwing the blood through the airspace. Isn't it obvious that the Avir Mizbeach is k'mizbeach? Says the Gemara, not so obvious. The two lines down on Peches Amud Aleph de Magalu. Maybe we're talking about where you are actually touching the bird to the mizbeach. You're touching the bird to the wall of the mizbeach, and so too by the blood. Maybe you're not actually doing a zrika where you're throwing the blood through the airspace. Maybe the blood or the chatas ha'of is always coming into contact with the mizbeach. So says the Gemara, that cannot be, because ha hazahi, is that considered to be a hazah? Mitsuhi. The pasuk has a different word for explaining what it is when you actually take the neck of the bird and press the neck of the bird on the mizbeach. That's called draining of blood on the mizbeach. Hazah is mashma, a sprinkling. Hazrika, shvichahi. Is it considered to be a zrika if the blood never goes through the airspace? That's considered to be a shvicha. Shvicha is when you have the pail full of blood, the kli full of blood on the mizbeach, and you just dump the blood directly on the mizbeach. That's called a shvicha, but the pasuk tells me I need a zrika. Zrika means it's going to the air, and if we don't say im yerdu lo yalu, if we're assuming that it maintains its status of kedusha, isn't that a raya that avir mizbeach is kemizbeach dami? So says the Gemara of Oud, and furthermore, derech hazah bekach, derech zrika bekach, even if the pasuk didn't have separate phraseology and terminology to have explained what it would mean had I always kept the bird or the blood in contact with the mizbeach. I mean, for God's sakes, we're talking about a hazah. Is the derech of hazah to keep it in contact with the mizbeach? Now, obviously, you're throwing it through the air. So says the Gemara, Amravashi, Seidinakalu Barosha Mizbeach Hachanami. Now, you're right that if the Kohen is standing on the Mizbeach, then you sort of ignore the Kohen, and it's as if the bird or the blood is on the Mizbeach. So if physically the guy is standing on the Mizbeach holding the item, that's obviously considered that it has the Kedushas HaMizbeach. Ki Kamard Talino Bekanya. What are we talking about? The whole question of Avir Mizbeach, Kemizbeach Dami Imlav, is if the Kohen is standing on the ground, and he's holding a stick, and attached to the end of the stick is the chatas ha'of, or the blood, and that chatas ha'of is not actually touching the mizbeach, and nobody's actually standing on the mizbeach. So the question is, does the avir mizbeach work to be mekadesh that which is being suspended over it or not? And Rashi explains, why are we talking about where the kohen is standing with a stick? Because the mizbeach is 10 amas high, coin is never going to be that tall, so as to be able to actually physically suspend something on top of the mizbeach with his arm. That's why we talk about where he's standing on the ground with a stick. Says the Gemara, Teku, I have no idea. In a situation where the coin is on the bottom, on the ground, and suspending something on the top of the mizbeach, it's a Teku. We don't know what the halacha is. However, the Gemara is poshet that when the coin is physically standing on top of the mizbeach and he's holding something in his hands, that is considered to be avir mizbeach kemizbeach tami. That has the same amount of kedusha. Interesting, the Rambam, even though the Gemara leaves this as a teiku, the Rambam says that avir mizbeach is kemizbeach even when the coin is standing on the ground, suspending something or holding something over the airspace of the mizbeach. Okay, says the next mission. Now we're going to talk about the kalim. So kli alach mekachen es alach, a kli which is used for liquids, kami mekadesh liquids, umidos yavesh mekachos es hayavesh, and the midos and the measurements of for dry goods kami mekadesh. Kami mekadesh the dry goods. So Rashi just explains over here what are the kalim halach. So the kalim halach are the ka'aros, the mizrakos, the plates and the spoons, ladam, ulayayin, and lashemen that they would use as receptacles for blood, for oil, and for wine. And midos hayavesh, and Rashi says there were only actually two midos. Shtei midos shal yavesh havi, sham, isaron v'chatzi isaron. There were only two midos for yavesh. There was an isaron size and a chatzi isaron. Isaron, the midos kol ha-menachos. Isaron for the midah of all the menachos, because some of the menachos required one isaron, two isarons, two esronos, three esronos. V'chatzi isaron, l'chatzos ba minchas chavite koin gadol. And why do you need a chatzi isaron? Because there was a korban called, or an offering called, a mincha called the minchas chavite koin gadol, that would be brought machtziso ba-boker, machtziso ba-erev. It would be one isaron in total. Therefore, you needed to know how to divide it into two. So machtziso ba-boker, umachtziso ba-erev, l'hachi nakad gabe yavesh midos, Now, why does the Mishnah shift the terminology? So Rashi's addressing, why does it say klei alach, but then when it says the kelim used for yavesh, it says midos hayavesh. So says Rashi, why does it switch the terminology? Lahachi nakat gabe yavesh midos. The reason that but lagabe yavesh we use the term midos she'im kelim yuchadim liyavesh ela elu, that the only kelim that were miyuchad for dry goods in the Beis Hamikdash were these measurements. I mean, so literally there was no plate or spoon designated for dry goods. It was only measurements. It was only these two measuring cups, the isaron and the chatzi isaron. Ela elu does the kli shenosa ba mincha kli lachu shemezrakos fikaros ruyin lakach. Rashi points out, they would actually put the mincha in a kara or in a mizraka or in a spoon. And so the answer is, so Rashi says, the reason that those are not called kelim yaveshim is because really those were kelim lachim, but we would put the mincha in them. The Gemara is going to explain how we could put the mincha in them if the mincha is dry and these kelim are miyuchad for liquid. So that's Rashi's explanation as to why the midos ayavesh are called midos. Tosfos has a different explanation. Tosfos says that so let's read Tosfos inside. So Tosfos Divrei Maskal Midas Hayavesh says Perish Bekontrist Lachi Kari Le Liyavesh Mida Ulalach Kli Shein Shem Kli Mikdash Kli BeMikdash Liyavesh. There was no Kli in the Mikdash that's Miyuchad for Yavesh Ela Shtei Midos Isaron VeChatzi Isaron. V'Tema says Tosfos there are a whole other bunch of Kalim that are Miyuchad Liyavesh VeIka Bisa BeParika Kometz Raba VeIka Machta LeKtoris. There was the fire pan for the Ktoris VeIka Kaf or the spoon VeIka Machteshes for the mincha b'shavuos v'ika bazichin v'shulchan. So you had the bazichin where the lavona was placed on, and you had the shulchan that the lechem aponim was placed on. So you had a lot of kelim that were miyuchad for yavesh. Operish Rabbeinu Tam v'lahachi kari le'yavesh mida v'lo kli v'visha yavesh yecholim limdon machok ogadosh b'chol inyan sheyirtze. Because if you're measuring solids, you can measure them in two manners. Either you can measure a flat measure, or you can measure a heaping measure. If you pile it above the top of the kli. Aval davar lach lo shayach mida gavia sharei midas lach in a shavet the davar lach in a yachol lios gadosh. Now what Tosfos says, however, by a midas alach, by a liquid, you can't say I could either have a flat measurement or I could have a heaping measurement, because you know what happens when you heap a liquid in the measuring cup, it spills over. So that doesn't work. Upamim shemidas lach say yisera mizek go midas ayayin yisera midas mayim levisha yayin av yoser lach vechein shemen miyayin lachi korele mida. Tosfos then says, by a midas yavesh, the measurement could be very exact. So if you want to pack the solid item into the measurement, then you know that you're always going to get a consistent measurement. However, by liquids, certain liquids have more viscosity and they're thicker than other liquids. Like oil is thicker than water. So it's much easier to get an exact measurement of water in a measuring cup than it is of wine or oil, because oil is even thicker. So because the measurement is less exact, that's why by lach, the Mishnah says kli, by yavesh, the Mishnah says mida. So machlokas Rashi Tosfos on that point. Says the Gemara. Okay, so klei alach is, says the Mishnah rather. So klei alach is makachin the lach, midas yavesh is makadish the yavesh, ain kli alach makachin es a yavesh, v'lo yavesh makadish es alach. Doesn't work in the opposite. If you have a kli that's miyuchad for lach, doesn't work to be mekadesh yavesh, and vice versa. Kli kodesh nikvu. Now the second part of the Mishnah. Let's say if you have a kli kodesh that has a hole in it, imosin by me melachtam, if you can still use it for its appropriate use, shall you osin that they used to use it for kishen shleimin, then if they are still complete, then mekadeshin, then they can be mekadesh that which is placed in it. Vim lav. However, if they're not considered shleim, then ain mekadeshin. Then they are not mekadesh the contents. V'kulan ein mekadeshin ela bakodesh, and all of these kelim are only mekadesh bakodesh. Says Rashi, bakodesh means in the azara. They are only mekadesh once they are brought into the azara. In other words, if you have the kli shares outside the azara, you put something in the kli shares. The kli shares is not mekadesh what you put inside. If the kohen then walks into the azara holding the klei shareis, when the kohen gets into the azara, the klei shareis is automatically going to be mekadesh that which is inside. Okay, says the Gemara. So Amar Shmuel lo shanu elamidos. That when do we say that that lach is mekadesh lach and yavesh is mekadesh yavesh and they're not mekadesh each other? That is only by the measurements. Aval Mizrakos, however, the various basins that they have over there, Mekachin, then they are Mekadesh. They are Mekadesh. Why? And Rashi points out, Aval Gav the Kli Alachninu, even though they're Kelam Alach, Mekachin Yavesh, they are Mekadesh Yavesh. Why? The Chi Hechi, the Chazu Lilach, Chazu Lisoles, Shu Yavesh, because just like the basins are fit for receiving liquids, they're also fit for receiving solids, like the soles of a mincha. And the Gemara brings a pasuk to support it. Shenemar shneim aleim soles. So we have these mizrakos that the pasuk tells us are filled with soles. Soles is a dry good. It's not a liquid. So we see that the basins have the ability to mekadesh not only lachin, but also yevashin. So says the Gemara, well, hang on, you're bringing a raya that these kelim can be mekadesh even a davar yavesh from the fact that a mincha was placed in it, but who tells you that the mincha was a davar yavesh? So amar le ravacha midifti ravina mincha lachahi, but a mincha is lach. A mincha is considered lach. Why? Because it has to be belula b'shemen, because it has to be mixed in oil. So maybe the fact that it's mixed in oil leads it to be designated as a davar lach and not a davar yavesh. So says the Gemara, Amar Leih lo nitzricha ela liyavesh haba. Yeah, the mincha is mixed with oil, but it's impossible that there wouldn't be chunks of flour that haven't been saturated, and therefore there certainly is a yavesh component, and even though it's yavesh, and even though the mizrakos are kalim that are meyuchad for lach, still they have the ability to be mekadesh the mincha that is placed in it. Says the Gemara, Yiboy Seima mincha legabe dam ki yavesh dami. Or you don't have to say that we're talking about the clump of soles that hasn't been really mixed well with the oil. Yeah, in a certain respect, the mincha could be a davar lach because it's got to be mixed with oil. But relatively speaking, if you're going to take the mixture of flour and oil on the one hand, and dam, like a real liquid, on the other hand, obviously the soles mixed with oil you're going to consider to be a yavesh, and so the fact that the pasuk tells me that the mincha was placed in the mizrakos, and the mizrakos could be mekadesh, the mincha, that shows me that the mizrakos could be mekadesh yavesh, and not only lach. Okay, so says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, klei shareis ein mekachin ela shleimin. They could only be mekadesh when they're complete. Ein mekachin, in other words, the kli cannot be pogum. Ein mekachin ela malein. They could only be mekadesh when you put in the full measurement. And Rashi points out that we have to make sure we understand what it means, the full measurement. The full measurement doesn't necessarily mean that you're filling up the kli. It means that if you intend to put, let's say if you have the one isoron kli, but you only need a chatzi isoron for what you're doing, then it's not mekadesh until you put in the entire chatzi isoron. In other words, if you intend to put in an amount, the kli is not mekadesh until you put in that full amount. And ein mekachin ela mitochan. And they are only mekadesh mitochan, only the interior of the kli is mekadesh. V'amrila, and others say, ain mekachin ela shleimin. They're only mekadesh if they're shalem, umleyin, if they're malei, umi bifnim. And inside. So what does it mean, bifnim, inside? Rashi touches up, bi'azara. And this is what we saw in the Mishnah, that they're only mekadesh in the azara. So says the Gemara, may binayu, what's the difference between the two versions? One says that they're mekadesh only when they're shalem, only when they're malei, and only mitochan, whereas the other says that they're mekadesh when they're shalem, when they're malei, and only in the azara, but it doesn't say anything about mitochan or not. So says the Gemara, ika binayu beirutse midos. So the nafkamina is beirutse midos, is the overbrim. So according to the Man D'Amar, who says that they're mekadesh only mitochan, then if you fill it on the rim area of the kli is not going to be mekadesh because it's only literally the interior of the kli. However, according to the Man D'Amar, who says that it's only mekadesh b'fnim, then the kli would work to be mekadesh even in the rim area. Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's interpretation. If you look at Tosfos, Divrei Maskil Ela B'Mivnim, Perish B'Kuntres, B'Azara, V'Teima, Lamashina, Lashon HaMishnah, Havilei L'Meimar B'Kodesh. If Bifnim meant in the Azara, then the Gemara is simply repeating that which the Mishnah taught us, that the Kalim are only Mekachin Ba'azara. But in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah wanted to teach me that Halacha, it said that V'Chulon Ein Mekachin Ela B'Kodesh. How come over here we're changing the terminology to bifnim? So umeperish Rabbeinu Chaim de bifnim lekli kamar v'asi lemiute chakak moshavo mibachutz. And therefore Tosfos brings down the shita of Reb Chaim, who says that mibifnim means only in the proper inside of the kli. What does that come to exclude? Comes to exclude, let's say, if you have a kiddush cup that has a base and then has the receptacle for the wine. Let's say if you flip the cup over and hollow out the base and pour liquids into the base, that's not going to work because it's got to be bifnim. So machlokas Rashi Tosfos over here, what mi bifnim means. Okay, says the Gemara, a little bit more than halfway down. Masisa tana im kachin ela shleimin umalein umitochan umibifnim. So we have a combination of all of these shitas. Amar avasi amar av yochanan lo shanu ela shein daita lohosif. When do we say that the kli is mekadesh only when it's malay? That's when you don't have in mind to add on. Aval daito lohosif. However, if you have in mind to be mosif, then rishon kodesh. Then the kli is going to be mekadesh each little increment that you pour into the kli. Tani nami achi malayin ein malayin ela shleimin. I'm Rav Yossi, Amosai Bizman Shein Daito Lohosif, Aval Daito Lohosif, Risham Risham Kodesh. However, if you pour in, let's say, a half Yisorin at the time, then eventually are going to get up to like two Yisronos or three Yisronos, each increment that you pour in, because you have in mind ultimately to pour in more, is going to be Mekadesh as you go. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Ein klei alach mekachin es hayavesh, and vice versa. Some ravi, same ravasi. Ein mekachin li karev, they are not mekadesh li karev. In other words, they are not mekadesh the contents to the extent that you could actually bring them on the mizbeach. Alva mekachin li posel. However, they could be mekadesh li posel. What does it mean, mekachin? What does it mean, mekachin li posel? Mekachin li posel means she'im yotza chutz l'klam onoga b'tful yom nifsal. In other words, if there's a psul yotze or if a tame touches them, they could still posel the contents of the. They could still posel the contents of the kli. So ikudamasti laha. Others learn it on the following. You don't bring these things from Meduma, from produce that Truma is mixed into it. Tosfa, that's Rashi's interpretation. Tosfa says, and Rashi cites a pasuk because it has to be fit for Yisrael, and this is only fit for Kohanim. Tosfa says, no, that's not right, because Kohanim are Yisraelim also, right? They're Jewish. And therefore, if it's fit only for Kohanim, it would still be considered fit for Yisrael. Therefore, Tosfos says, Minamaduma is produce that Kelayim and Kelayim is going to be, Kelayim or Orla is mixed into. But you're not allowed to bring this stuff from Meduma, however you understand that. Vein tzarech loma me'orla v'kelaya kerem, and you're certainly not allowed to bring it from Orla and Kelaya kerem. Maybe, and if you were maybe, Bikurim from, or Minchas Beima from Meduma, lo kiddush. V'amaravi, same ravasi, lo kiddush li karev, avo kiddush li pasel. Yeah, it's not a good karbon, or it's not good Bikurim, but it does have enough kedusha that it can become pasel biyotze, or if a tame touches it. Tana Rabbana, klei kodesh nikvu. If you have a klei kodesh that had a hole in it, ein matichin oso, you're not allowed to melt down only the damaged part. Ve matichin letocho aver, you're not allowed to stick like a stopper of lead into the hole. Rather, the only way to fix it is to totally melt it down and fashion it into a new kli. Nifkamu, if there's a hole, a metakdino, so if there's a pagam, then you can't fix it. Saken shenifkam, if you have a knife that developed a blemish, ein mashchizin es begimoso, you cannot file down the nick in the knife. The nishmatan, if the saken, if the blade slips out of the handle, ein machzirinosa, you're not allowed to replace it. So, and Rashi points out that the reason for all of this is because ein anias b'makam ashiros, because this derech of making repairs to kelim is not what you do when you have unlimited resources at your disposal, and therefore it's not bakavadik. And the Gemara then says, Abishol says, Sakin matrefes haisa b'mikdash. There was the sakin that would make trefos in the base of mikdash. Rashi points out trefos is lav dafka. Rather, what the status of an animal that has a pasul l'shchita is that you make it a nevela. You don't actually make it a trefa. But the point is, it was an imperfect knife. And therefore, instead of slicing the kana and the veshet, rather, it would rip them. And when it rips them, it's not a kosher shchita. And the kohanim took a vote, and they decided that they were going to be gones, they were going to do a geniza with this knife because it was not able to be repaired. Tana Rabbanan. Big day kahuna. Now we're going to transition to the big day kahuna. Ein osin osa maisa machat. You don't sew them. Ela maisa oreg. They're made out of weaver's work. They're woven, which is much more elaborate. Shenemar maisa oreg. It says maisa oreg beferish in the pasuk. Nizgalu, if they became soiled, ein mechabsin, you don't launder them. Lo beneser velo beoel, not with various types of detergents. Habemayim mechapsin, but it's mashma that with water you'd be allowed to launder it. And the Gemara is bothered because if the point is in anias b'mokam ashiras that you're not that it's not bakavadik to launder it, then it doesn't make sense that you're not allowed to launder it in an effective way, but you're allowed to launder the clothing in an ineffective way. That's backwards. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye Achi Kamar, hukubemayim, if they're stained in a way that even water would clean them, then mechapsin osa b'neser v'ol. Then you could actually use detergent. However, hogu l'neser v'ol, however, if they're so dirty that only a detergent would get out the stain, af b'mayim ein mechapsin, then turning over to peches amabez, then you're not allowed to wash them even with water. V'yesh omrim, and others say, ein mechapsin osa kol ikr, that it doesn't matter, even if it's a stain that that water would be able to get out, still not a license to wash it even with water or with anything, because Ein Anias B'Mokam Ashiras. Because again, Ein Anias B'Mokam Ashiras is just not Bakavadik that we would be washing the Big Day Kahuna, which have gotten soiled. All right, so Tana Rabbanan. So now we can take a deep breath until the end of the Amud. Finally, some Agadata. So Tana Rabbanan, Me'il Kulo Shal Tcheles. The Me'il was made all of Tcheles, Hayash, and Emar, Vayasa, Samila, Ephod, Klil, Tcheles. Shulav, the hems of the Me'il, Ketzad, how were they fabricated? So maybe Tcheles, Vargaman, Vatala, Shani, they would bring Tcheles, Argaman, and Tala, Shani, Shazurin, woven together, Vyosinosa, Kamin, Rimonim, and they would make them in the shape of pomegranate, Shalopischu, PM, whose mouths were not open, Vekamin, Konos, Shel, Kenosos, Shebaroshe, Tinokos. And like the cones on the helmets that they would apparently put on the children's head during the day. In other words, they would make like a conical shape. Umevi shivim vishnayim zugin. And they would bring 72 bells. Shebehem shivim vishnayim in balim. In which there were 72 clappers. Vitole bahem shloshim vishisha b'tzadzeh v'shloshim vishisha b'tzadzeh. And they would hang these pomegranate and bells on the bottom of the me'il. 36 on the front, 36 on the back, for a total of 72. Rabdosa says, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Shloshim Mashisha Haya, there were 36 in total. Shmon Esrei Mitzadzeh, Ushmon Esrei Mitzadzeh. 18 in the front, 18 in the back, 36 total. So Amar Rav Inyani Bar Soson, Rav Inyani Bar Soson says, Kamachlokas Khan, just like the Machlokas exists by the number of pomegranates and bells that they would put on the Me'il, Kach Machlokas by Maros Nagoim. So too there was Machlokas by Maros Nagoim, how many Maros Nagoim there were. Titnan, because we see in the Mishnah, Maros Nagoim, by Maros Nagoim, Rav Dosa ben Hirkanis Omer Lamed Vav, Akiva ben Malal Omer Shivim Vishnayim. So there's a machlokas whether there's 72 or 36 of different types of negam. Tosfos of here points out, Dab Tosfos, Perush Rabbeinu Tam, to Tali Hai Bahai, that these machloksen are Tali one another, Demishum Demi'il Balachapar Aloshen Hara, because we're going to say in a minute what the various Big Tekun are machaper for, because the Me'il is machaper on Lashon Hara, and we'll see why in the Gemara, V'chein Negoim Ba'em Aloshen Hara, and also Negoim Tsaras comes on somebody because of Lashon Hara, kedaminan perek yesh be'erichin. Therefore, it's fitting that if there were 72 bells on the Me'il, which comes to be Mechaper, there were also 72 types of Nagon, which come as a punishment for Lashon Hara, or 36, but it makes sense that there should be a correlation. Okay, Ve'omar Rabbi Yinyani Bar Sason, and Rabbi Yinyani Bar Sason says, why does the Pasuk juxtapose the Parsha of Karbonos with the Parsha of the Big Day Kahuna? Lomer lecha, to teach you, ma Karbonos mechaprin, af Big Day Kahuna mechaprin. Just like Karbonos are mechaper, so too Big Day Kahuna are mechaper. And what are they mechaper for? Kesones mechaperes al shvichas dam. Kesones is mechaper on shvichas damim. Why? Shenemar, because it says in Pasuk, v'yishchetu sir izim, v'yitbalu es haketones badam. By the Mechiras Yosef, it talks about dipping a ketones in blood, therefore the ketones that the Kohen Gadol wears is mechaper on shvichas damim. Mechnasayim mechaperes al gilei arayos. The mechnasayim, the pants, are mechaper on gilei arayos. Shenemar, v'yosa lahem mechnasei bad lechasos besar erva. That the mechnasayim come to me mechaper on a davar erva, on gilei arayos. Mitznefes mechaperes al gasi aruach. The mitznefes, the hat that the Kohen wears, is mechaper on gaiva. Minayin, how do we know that? Amrav Chanina, yavo davar shebegova v'yechaper al gova. Because something that's worn on high, on top of the Kohen Gadol's body, should come and be mechaper for the avera of gova, of gaiva, acting as if one is very arrogant and very entitled to kavod. Avnet mechaper on hiru halev. The avnet, the gartel, the belt that the Kohen wears, is mechaper on hiru halev, on bad thoughts. Why? Hechad isa, because that's where it's worn. The avnet was worn. So the psukim described the avnet being worn below the armpits, as opposed to where we wear a belt. So it was worn around the heart, and therefore it's a siman that the avnet is mechaper on hiru halev. Choshen mechaper al adinim. The choshen is mechaper on judgment. Shenemar v'asisa choshen mishpat. Because it talks about a choshen mishpat, so the choshen is going to be mechaper on any avera that has to do with judgment. Ephod mechaper al avodas kochavim. The ephod is mechaper on avodazara. Shenemar ein ephod utrafim. That the pasuk uses the word ephod together with the word trafim. Trafim are idols in the pasuk. So from that juxtaposition, we see that the ephod is mechaper on avodah zarah. Me'il mechaper al lashon hara. And finally, we get to what we started with, that the me'il is mechaper on lashon hara. Minayin, amrav chanina, yavar davar shebekol v'yechaper al kol hara. That a davar shebekol should come, which is the me'il. Why was the me'il a davar shebekol? Because we just learned that you would put the pomegranates and the bells on the bottom of the me'il. So when the Kohen would walk, you would hear the me'il ringing. So the davar shebekol should come and be mechaper on a davar shebekol. The davar shebekol is lashon hara, which is spoken. Says the Gemara, v'tzitz mechaper al azaz panim. And finally, the tzitz is mechaper on azaz panim, on brazenness. V'tzitz ksiv, by the tzitz it says, v'hoya al meitzach aron, uv'azaz panim ksiv u'meitzach isha zona. Talks about the forehead of a zona. So it uses the word meitzach in both situations. Says the Gemara, Eini, but is it really true that the Me'il is mechaper on Lashon Hara? V'yamar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Shnei Dvarim lo matzinu lam kapara b'karbanos. There are two things that we don't find any karban that's mechaper for. U'matzinu lo kapara mimakam acher, but we have a kapara from another source. V'eloein, and these are then, Shvichas damim v'Lashon Hara. Shvichas damim elashon hara. Shvichas damim me'egla arufa. Shvichas damim, we get a kapara from the egla arufa. The lashon hara miktores. And the lashon hara, we get a kapara from the ketores. Datani Rabbi Chananya, because Rabbi Chananya says, minayin lektores shemechaperes. How do we know that the ketores is mechaper? Shneemar v'yitein es haktores v'yechaper al ha'am. Because the pasuk says, lashon kapara legabe the maisa haktores. V'tani de Rabbi Shmuel, and furthermore, we have a brisa. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Al maktoras mechaperes. What is the toras mechaper on? Al lashon hara. On lashon hara. Why? Yavo davar shebechashoi. Because something which is done in private. Rashi says that is the toras." because when the Kohen would bring the Ketores each and every day, the halacha was that nobody would even allow to be in the Heichal. So the Kohen was in the Heichal closest to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Nobody was allowed to be in the Heichal or the Ulam at the time that the Kohen brought the Ketores. V'yechaper al Maisa Chashoy. And Shabi Mechaper, the Dover Shabbat Chashoy, the Dover that was brought in secret, Shabi Mechaper on the Maisa Chashoy, on the thing that was set in secret. Because usually Lashon Hara, you don't advertise it, you're sort of whispering on the side. And therefore, there's a parallel between Lashon Hara and Ketores. Says the Gemara, Kasha Lashon Hara, Kasha Shvichas Damim, Shvichas Damim. So we have a Kashir, because you're telling me here that Shvichas Damim is only Mechuper through the Egla Rufa, but we said in our Brisa that Shvichas Damim is Mechaper, that what's Mechaperis for Shvichas Damim? The Ktones. And we say over here that the Ktores is Mechaper for Lashon Hara, but in our Brisa we said that the Me'il is Mechaper for Lashon Hara. Says the Gemara, not a question. So Shvichas Damim lo kasha. So Shvichas Damim is not a kasha. Hadi yoda mandakat le. It depends whether you know who killed the guy. If you don't know who killed the guy, that's the whole situation where an Egla Rufa is required, where you have to bring the Egla Rufa and the Psukim say, because we don't know who killed him. However, when you know who killed somebody, the Ksones is going to be Mechaper. Says the Gemara, the Ksones is going to be Mechaper. So, Ida Yada Man Katle Bar Katolahu. If we know who killed him, then you know what's Mechaper, the guy? Getting Misa's Mechaper for the guy, not the Ksones. Says the Gemara, B'mezid V'loasrobe. We're talking about where the guy did the Avera, B'mezid, but he didn't get a Hasra. And Rashi points out that, therefore, about four lines down from the end of the page, Delav bar katolahu, we can't be killed. Hilkach tzibur mischapri b'ksones, then the tzibur is mechaper with a ksones. In other words, the tzibur sort of needs a kapara, because either because the tzibur allowed it to happen, or because the tzibur knows that this avarian is existing in their midst, but they're powerless to kill him. So the tzibur gets a kapara from the ksones. V'hu negon ba'am alav. And the actual perpetrator, he gets negon. Kedamar be'erichin, like we say in Maseches Erichin. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to conclude. V'lashon hara, lashon hara nami lo kasha, and lashon hara and lashon hara is also not a kasha. Ha betzina, ha befarhesya. When you say the lashon hara betzina, but in a scenario where it would still be lashon hara, then the Ktores is going to be mechaper, because yavo davar shebechashoy, v'yechaper al davar shebechashoy. However, when you say it for Hesia and you're making a big call, then the Me'il is going to be Mechaper, because Yavar Davar Shabakol, V'yichaper Al Davar Shabakol. Okay, so Hadron Alach HaMizbeach Mekadesh, so we finish now the 9th parak. Tomorrow, God willing, we will begin the 10th parak, which is all about Tadir and the concept of Kol Tadir Mechavero, Kodem Eschavero, and also the concept, eventually, of Kol HaMekudesh Mechavero is Kodem Lechavero. So back to the grind, so to speak, tomorrow.